This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week beginning the 27th of February. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. President Donald Trump on Tuesday gives his first address to a joint session of Congress, the same day that the Senate Foreign Relations Committee discusses post-ISIS Mosul and Defense Secretary James Mattis presents his preliminary report for the defeat of the Islamic jihadists. Terrorism is also on the agenda when senior justice officials from Europe and America meet in Malta on Wednesday and Thursday. It and American isolationism will also be discussed at talks on Wednesday between German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. In Myanmar next week, there's a peace conference involving 700 delegates from the country's feuding ethnic groups. And in Delhi, the Asia Foundation issues a report on Monday calling on the Trump administration to steer away from isolationism. In the Middle East on Thursday, Russia and Iran start a major barter trade deal, and a Russian delegation flies into Tehran for talks on Russian arms sales. There are several royal visits next week. Emperor Akihito is off to Thailand and Vietnam. Saudi Arabia's King Salman visits Indonesia, and Denmark's Prince Frederick and Princess Mary are in Qatar and Saudi Arabia. Back in Europe, and the Brexit bill reaches the committee stage in the British House of Lords, and trade unionists and activists plan on Saturday to march on Parliament to protest against cuts in the National Health Service. And finally, Wednesday is World Compliment Day. So just in case I forget, you're all wonderful, charming, intelligent, beautiful, and witty people to whom it is a pleasure to broadcast every week. And that was next week's news today from LookAdNews.com so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 27th of February. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. President Donald Trump gives his first address to a joint session of Congress on Tuesday. House Speaker Paul Ryan said it was the president's opportunity to present his vision about our shared agenda. Down the corridor on the same day, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee discusses U.S. policy towards Iraq post-Mosul. And Defense Secretary James Mattis is expected to present his preliminary plan for the defeat of the jihadists. The order was signed by President Donald Trump on January the 28th, giving Mattis 30 days to draft the plan. Terrorism will also be discussed when EU and American senior officials from justice ministries meet in Malta on Wednesday and Thursday. And again when the German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel meets NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at NATO headquarters on Wednesday. Other items for discussion at the Stoltenberg-Gabriel meeting are greater European defense cooperation, increased defense spending, and America's apparent drift towards isolationism. American isolationism is the main theme in a report launched in New Delhi on Monday by the Asia Foundation. Entitled Asian Views on America's Role in Asia, it calls on the Trump administration to support the global economic order and maintain its defense commitments. Elsewhere in Asia, Myanmar holds a peace conference next week, aimed at bringing together all of the country's feuding ethnic minorities. About 700 delegates representing more than 135 different ethnic groups will attend. In the Middle East, Iran and Russia on Thursday are expected to sign a deal whereby Iran supplies its new ally Russia with 100,000 barrels of oil a day. The oil will be paid for half in cash and the rest in barter. Also next week, Russia's Defense and Security Committee visit Tehran to discuss Syria and Russian arms sales. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is expected to visit Moscow later in the month. There will be several royal visits next week, but the biggest will be that of Saudi Arabia's King Salman to Indonesia from Tuesday for 8 days. It is the first Saudi royal visit in 50 years to the world's largest Muslim country, and the king is taking an entourage of 1,500 people. Hosting that number will be a major expense for President Joko Widodo, but then he's hoping to sign deals worth $25 billion. In Britain, the Brexit bill goes into the committee stage in the House of Lords on Monday, and same-sex marriage is legalized in Finland on Wednesday, the same day that South Korea introduces state-approved history textbooks which have been attacked as propaganda by academics. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.